All right, what's good? This is my first episode of my podcast. Kind of came in really loud right there. Sorry about that. I don't know what this is going to be. I'm not looking to make money off this. I'm not looking to like get a bunch of listeners. I'm just here to talk about what's on my mind. First of all, before I say anything, shout out to McLovin. McLovin on Twitter, McLovin on Instagram, all that stuff. I don't want to say inspiration or anything, you know, but I'm definitely, I mean, he did inspire me to start a podcast. I don't know, just the way what he was talking about in one of his podcasts. It's just like a way to just talk about what's on your mind, right? Not doing it for nobody, just to talk, right? Because I got a lot on my mind all the time. And I feel like just doing a podcast is good for me, right? Just to get what's on my mind off my mind. Maybe some of you will listen. Maybe. Obviously, if you're listening to this, then you're listening to this. So, what's up? My name is Justin Johnson. I was born in North Carolina. And then, right now, I live in Victorville, California. I need to stop zoning out. I need to pay attention to, I'm doing a podcast right now. Yeah, my dad was in the Marine Corps when I was growing up. So I lived in North Carolina, Utah for a little bit, San Diego for a couple years. I lived in 29 Palms, California, Victorville, California, where I'm at now. I did, my first day of school ever was in San Diego, California. Went to preschool through third grade in San Diego, Oceanside area. Then my fourth grade year through my eighth grade year was in 29 Palms, which was tight. It's definitely the best time of my life was living in 29 Palms. It's fucking awesome. Everybody there is dope as fuck. Obviously, you're not going to get along with anybody. I mean, everybody. I'll just re-say that all over again. Obviously, you're not going to get along with everybody, right? But that's just like a given anywhere you go. But for the most part, everyone in 29 Palms is like tight as fuck. And I wish I'd never moved. My biggest mistake in my life, moving away. Because it was my choice. It was totally my choice to leave after my 8th grade year to a new high school. And that's kind of where my life started getting fucked. Was when I moved to Victor. Well, no. My life isn't fucked. My life was never fucked. But I meant like, it was never as good. My life has never been as good as since I left 29 Palms. That's a better way to say it. Yeah, miss 29, miss all my homies there, Jacob, all them. I could sit here and list them, but there's still a lot of people I fuck with from like my younger childhood days, 8th grade, 7th grade. Yeah, 29 Palms was tight, but here, now I am in Victorville. I did 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade out here in Victorville. All my high school years. No comment on that. Well, fuck it, dude. It's a podcast, right? I'm supposed to talk. I'm gonna talk about my high school years. But let me just go over, like, the basics first. So I'm living in Victorville right now. I live with my dad and my stepmom. I'm living with my 4-year-old little brother. His name is Trip. He does have autism. So, I mean, it's really tough on my parents. I mean, if you know, if there's anyone in your family with autism, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just rough. I mean, it's just such a touchy subject that I'm probably just going to leave it at that, right? I have a 4-year-old brother with autism. I have a 13-year-old stepbrother. Oh, by the way, Trip is my half-brother. We have the same dad, but my stepmom is his mom. And then I have a 13-year-old stepbrother. Pretty much my fucking brother. They're both my brothers. Like, it doesn't... I'm just letting you know, so you know the terms. But for me, they're my fucking brothers. It doesn't matter. Trip is my little brother. Brody's my little brother. Then I have a 21-year-old brother, Ethan, in the Marine Corps right now. Yeah, he's all successful and shit, so shout out to Ethan. What else? I have two dogs. A German Shepherd, Ray Liana, baby Ray. She's 9. She turned 9 in April. She's going through some health shit. We just took her to the vet, but she's good for the most part. Like, she's here to stay, you know what I mean? For at least another year, at least. I'm probably saying more like 3 or 4 more years, but let me fucking knock on wood. Then I have a husky named Akima. She's tight as fuck. She's still a little puppy at heart, even though she's like 5. She's all playful. She's cool. I'm working. I'm going to college, community college. What I do. Did I already talk about my job? Shit. I don't remember if I already talked about my job. I don't think I did, though, so... fuck it, I don't think I did, so I'm just gonna say it. Sorry if it's the second time talking about my job, but what I do is I'm a social worker. I feel like I already talked about this. I don't think I did, though, but I'm a social worker. And I work for a 23-year-old guy and a 26-year-old guy. They both have autism. And what I do for them, I got both of them registered here at the community college. And what I do is I just help them out pretty much, you know. I grocery shopping, just hang out with them, make them feel like they have a place in this world, you know. When you have something like autism, it's, you know, I mean, obviously, I don't have autism, so I can't really speak on it like that. But I know that it's not, I don't know, man. It's just one of those fucking things, you know. I don't know. I guess I'm just not going to talk about that. Because I don't really feel like it. And then I also work with a minor. I'm not going to share anything about him because he's a minor. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. This sounds kind of weird of me to say, huh? But I'm just going to leave it there. Oh my god, now I have to kind of clarify, because I'm thinking, I just said I work with a minor, like, what the fuck. Yeah, I'm a social worker, right, and the minor has autism. There, now it doesn't sound as bad. I feel like I've been talking for like an hour. It's only been 8 minutes. It's exhausting talking, dude. I don't really talk to anybody, honestly, just straight up. I don't, like, I have, like, probably off the top of my head, like, 4, 5, like, 5 solid-ass friends, right? 4 or 5 solid-ass friends that I'll text here and there, play games with them, whatever, you know what I mean? What else? I like to play Xbox. Sorry, that was a hiccup. That probably sounded weird. Hopefully I don't have the hiccups now. Yeah, 2K, Madden, all that shit. And it's Xbox gang over PS4, for real. What else, man? What the fuck else? Hip-hop, rap. Love hip-hop culture. I love to share my opinions about music. Which is not always easy, right? I don't know. It's just kind of weird because nobody that I really associate with is into hip-hop like that. So I don't really... No, don't get me wrong. Like, a lot of my friends fuck with music heavily. But nobody's really into it like I am. And that's not, like, bragging or anything. I'm just saying, like... I'm way more... I don't know. Let me just... Same shit with sports, too, pretty much. Like, I love to share my sports opinions. And I do have one friend that I talk about sports with, and he knows just as much as me. if not more. So, I mean, it's cool having somebody that I could talk to like that. Kyle. Oh, my God, dude. I'm not editing that voice crack out. But his name is Kyle. Yeah, shout out Kyle. One of my day ones. What else can I talk about, dude? We are 10 and a half minutes in. And I feel like I've been talking for fucking ever. Yeah, I mean, I love what I do. I love my job. I like my supervisors. I like everyone around me in the workplace. I guess we'll just talk about school then. Fuck it. I'm not gonna name drop nobody, but high school for me wasn't good. It wasn't cool at all. I didn't enjoy a second of my high school career. Yeah, there's just nobody really got your back like they say they do. I think I said that earlier. I don't know if I said that though, but nobody really cares about you. They could say they do, but they don't. Unless, okay, no. Let me not be all negative and shit, because there are some genuine ass people, and there are some cool ass friends that will be your friend forever. But on the other side of the card, right, there's a negative. And I mean, I've seen it all, man. I didn't really trust nobody. I haven't been the fucking best person ever, right? Like, I'm not just here shitting on people. I'll be the first one to say that I've made a lot of mistakes. But then, at the same time, like, people have also done me so wrong. For example, again, no names. I'm not going to say any names. No, not for example. I'll just say, like, in general, like, when guys want a girl, they're not going to stop. Nothing will stop them. It doesn't matter if you're their best friend. It doesn't matter. Nothing will stop them. If they're horny, they're going to fuck. You know what I mean? Which is, like, it's cool. I'm not sitting here bitching about it. But, no, I am. I kind of am sitting here bitching about it, right? I don't know. People just are kind of fucked. It's happened to me 2 times, too. Once sophomore year and once senior year, I think. Yeah, sophomore, senior. Yeah, but guys don't really care about you. They don't give a fuck. It's just how it is. I don't know, man. I've had a lot of relationships, friendships that didn't work out. Probably over half of my... No, not even over half. I don't know. I don't even know what I was trying to say right there. But I didn't really make any lasting relationships in high school. Friendships. I met some cool ass people towards like the back end of my high school life. Like Diego is tight as fuck. Al is cool. I'm trying to think of people from RP that may be listening to this. I don't know. Probably not. Diego and Al, 2 solid ass homies. Sal is cool as fuck. I know for sure Sal ain't listening to this shit. Fucking who else, dude? I'm just fucking sorry if you're listening to this and I didn't say your name, dude. Don't cry, cause I'm just kind of retarded and I forget shit like that sometimes. I guess I might just end the episode there. Oh my god, dude. I'm not editing this shit. I'm not editing anything out. I'm not editing my stutters. I'm not editing out my voice cracks. I'm not editing out any of that shit. I'm leaving it. It's pure me talking and you listening. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm not doing it for people to listen. I'm not going to sit here and beg my followers to listen. It's just here if you want, you know what I mean? It's just going to be me talking, really unorganized, just pretty much talking to my phone, right? Yeah, but I think that's it. Cool. I'll do episode 2, like, I don't know, soon. Bye.